Okay, I'm going to now read the Newell Perry Report for the 2018 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention, prepared March 11th, 2018. Article 4.9 of the Constitution of the California Council of the Blind requires that the trustees of the Newell Perry Endowment Trust prepare and present a report to the membership at the Council's annual conference and convention. The Newell Perry Endowment trustees are Mitchell Pomerantz, chairperson, Richard Retta, and Margaret Buchman Garcia. Before proceeding further, I want to publicly commend my fellow trustees for their strong commitment to and support for the original intent of Dr. Newell Perry, which was to further the purposes of the California Council of the Blind through establishment of the trust. Having said that, the following will serve as our report to the membership for 2018. This report encompasses the period March 2017 through February 2018, the most recent summary received from Morgan Stanley, the trust's financial advisors. As the result of CCB's ongoing fiscal challenges, the trustees were again called upon in 2018 to provide financial assistance to the council in accordance with Article 4.1 of the Constitution. The CCB Board of Directors requested the trust to give to the council $70,000, the same amount requested and provided in 2017. The initial payment of the three installments in 2018 was made in January. Through February, the balance in the Newell Perry Endowment Trust was $191,125.13. That's $191,125.13. By comparison, the balance in the trust through February 2017 was $233,326.96, a decrease in the fund over the past year of $42,261.83, or 18%. Based on the fact that the trust has given CCB approximately $40,000 over the past 12 months, that amount has been partially offset by almost $28,000. This is a credit both to the expertise of Morgan Stanley and to a robust economy. I must caution both the CCB membership as well as the Board of Directors, however, that our ability to continue to assist the council is limited by the fact that the corpus, or the original $70,000 amount seeding the trust, cannot be touched without specific constitutional amendment adopted and for this purpose. The trust has committed to appropriate the council an additional $46,000 plus through the end of 2018. So you can see that unless the economy continues growing, the trust could easily be in a position wherein further financial aid to CCB would be in jeopardy. To show that expecting such growth to continue is probably unwise. From January to February, the fund lost a little over $7,000 as a result of the current market volatility. Clearly then, while the trustees have complete confidence in our financial advisors, we must caution CCB that the goose, which has been laying golden eggs for the past 3 years may soon not be in a position to help. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the report of the Newell Perry Endowment Trustees for the 2018 Conference and Convention of the Blind, of the California Council of the Blind. Thank you, Mitchell Pomerantz, Chairperson, Newell Perry Endowment Trust.
Hey, Judy, it's Paul. I have a quick announcement.
Yes.
Does anyone have a emergency point of contact for Jordan Miranda? Does anyone know Jordan? Okay, Jordan's still in the hospital, and we're trying to reach somebody for him, and the hotel also has all of his possessions here. So does someone know, does he have family, friends, things like that? You can just go to the front desk and give them that information. I'm sorry to say, I have never met Jordan. I'm not even sure which chapter he's from.
But the thing is, we'll need to get information to the hotel because we don't have any other information about Jordan. Go ahead, Jeff.
She's not in the room I was looking for.
If they have his credit card information, he lives with his parents, so they might be able to get a hold of it through whatever information they have. I don't know. I don't know where he lives, but I know he does.
Okay, so if anyone has any information, bring it to the front desk, and I will go tell them about the credit card.
Okay. I need a motion to accept the report of the Newell Perry Trust. It's been moved by Herb Charlene and seconded by a bunch of people. So all in favor accepting the trust report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? I want to thank the trustees for submitting this report. Thank you. They worked very hard for us. Okay, I think it's time for a door prize while I go back to my other file.
Me too.
We're going to save $50 in cash till the very end and give two 25ers at the same time. So let's give a sense bag now. From our Mary Beth Randall, will you thank Mary Beth?
Let's have Gabe draw.
Great. Ruby Edgar. Hey, wasn't this a good idea to just put the names of the people in the room in the hat? Yes.